Welcome to my world. I am a bird, more specifically a zebra finch. My species originates from Australia and Indonesia, but I hatched here at the Max Planck Institute for Ornithology in Germany. I live together with a dozen of my kind in a spacious indoor aviary. We zebra finches enjoy each other's company, and we love to sit together on big branches hanging down from the ceiling that have been installed here for us. Oh, that's it for now. Here's one of my researchers arriving. His name is Wolfgang Forstmeier.
Zebra finches are kind of like the lab rats of birds. They're easy to keep and to breed. The good thing is that they're comfortable in the captive surroundings that we offer them here. They're very sociable. They also sit close to each other in the wild as well.
I've heard people say that we're also quite beautiful birds. As a female zebra finch, I have grey plumage, a white breast and bottom, some white-black markings on my face, and an orange beak. The males, though, have red beaks, orange cheek patches, throat stripes, a black bar on their chest, and chestnut-brown flanks with white spots. Choosing a male partner among these handsome chaps is sometimes hard. And just imagine, our research has put a lot of effort into finding out how we females do it.
We painted the males, for example, painting their orange cheeks black or making their breast bar bigger. But we didn't see any effect at all. We simply haven't discovered a concept of ideal beauty amongst those birds. I think they just don't care about visual appearances.
Typical humans, they're so superficial. Of course we don't care about things like that. Why should we? Much more interesting for us female zebra finches is how well a male can sing. Just listen to this guy. Doesn't he sound beautiful? Singing appears to be a bit of work for the males. I've seen and heard young boys practice their songs over and over again before they sound even remotely acceptable. Listen to this cute fellow. He's just 25 days old. A terrible noise, isn't it?
He simply doesn't know how to sing. He sounds like a door whose hinges need to be oiled. It'll take another 70 to 80 days until he really knows how to sing, until he finds the rhythm and he manages the modulation and has command over his singing organ.
This is Lisa Forst, another one of my researchers. She's interested in communication among birds. As a female zebra finch, it's easy for me. I don't sing at all. But that doesn't mean I'm silent. Quite the opposite. We zebra finches communicate a lot with each other, using short calls a few thousand times a day. We're constantly telling each other where we are, who we are, and what we're doing. And it's important when living in such big groups like ours. I don't know why, but humans like Lisa Forst were baffled by those calls.
Was beide gemeinsam haben, beide Geschlechter, ist, dass sie diese...
Both males and females produce those different types of short calls. They're hereditary, they don't have to learn them. They use those calls incredibly often. So we were wondering, what's behind all of it? Do these calls have any meaning? Or do they just keep on calling because they feel bored or something?
Because we feel bored? Ridiculous. This is when it becomes a bit uncomfortable for us. Lisa and her team designed small backpacks that they put on us from time to time. They tell us they're microphones to record the individual sounds we make, to eavesdrop on us.
Und die Vögel haben das quasi im Rücken.
The birds have it on their back with the microphone directly on their skin. One strap of the bag goes around this leg, the other strap around the other leg. The smaller the bird is, the thinner the thread has to be. Otherwise, the birds don't like it. But they do get used to the bag packs quite quickly.
Well, what other choice do we have? Fortunately, we can get rid of these things soon enough. But I am left wondering what the researchers learn from eavesdropping on us.
Shortly before she calls, the number of his calls increases, afterwards as well. That means he answers when she calls and vice versa. And we've found out that only pairs within a group do that. Those birds have a relationship with one another.
Well, I could have told you that, Lisa, if only you'd asked me. But admittedly, communication with humans is quite difficult. So I guess there are many more experiments to come. There's just so much about us birds that humans still don't know.